Lucy Stevens. I'm on the Jack Kerouac book here trip. Today's January 8th. Time now is 2:19. And I'm sitting in my car, my sleeper. Seats open up now. I slept comfortably. I slept pretty good. I felt like I was being rocked to sleep. It was one of the most peaceful sleeps because I just laid back in my pillow under my head and looked at the stars. Right now I'm just listening to the train. It's going by very fast. Looking at the landscape. Everything is just brown. Kind of reminds me of the North Country. Whenever I take the Greyhound bus to go back. Once you get past Broadmoor, Syracuse, it just doesn't look like you're missing much. The house is very far apart. A lot of farms. Trees. Right now it's January, so nothing looks very grassy or anything. Everything looks brown and just very country. I don't know, I guess, I guess I don't feel like I'm missing much, but this is something to a lot of people. And it's like, maybe I appreciate buildings and skyscrapers and things that, man-made and that nature. This is like a very tranquil setting right now. Not much to do, it's just very peaceful. I think most people are like in a class right now or maybe in a driving car. They're doing. Just feeling writing. I was actually writing a couple of minutes ago, recalling everything I saw. I really like San Francisco. I didn't want to leave, but Denver. I don't know. What was it really like? I was impressed with the city. I had a lot of stories, and the people were friendly and down to earth, but there was something lacking. I didn't feel rushed when I got to that city. I would personally love to see the outskirts, past the city lights, past the stores, and Harper's restaurants and see what's in the outskirts. I know there's probably quite a few reservations and a lot of poor neighborhoods. I think those are the neighborhoods we should be looking at. Not so much where the stores are and stuff. Sky looks really pretty. It's really like blue. The air doesn't look polluted out here. I'm glad that's the one. Alicia Keys is singing. Oh, yeah, Alicia Keys. She has to be here. I've had that song on repeat so I can write. That's what I need to do all the time to write. I guess it's like another way to distract myself instead of just sitting back and relaxing and eat something going on around me. That's probably because I'm from the city or because I'm from an area where you never whenever you're doing something, there's still a lot going on. You never get to, like, just sit on the grass or just relax. And even if you do, you might not have time to really take that chance. It's like little ponds and stuff, little bodies of water. I don't see any animals though. It's a lot of farms, but I don't see any cows or chickens or anything. At one of the bus stations, I saw a couple of Amish people. It's kind of like, isn't that a pretty big community? Potsdam, or maybe Ken, not sure, but the North Country has quite a few Amish people. They're the ones, I guess, taking care of the farms and making sure the rest of the country eats, right? Well, they're not the only farmers, but certainly that's what they do. I guess it's a more peaceful, slower life. I don't know what I'm thinking right now. I'm just listening to the train. Places like this kind of scare me when I see very isolated areas like this. They scare me. I think I've watched too many movies, Texas Chainsaw and stuff. You know, very isolated areas where there's only a few people. You know, I don't even like walking in crowds of people because I don't feel safe. Because I think something's going to happen, and God forbid I get trampled or something. But at the same time, I can't live in an area where, you know, the next house is not 4 miles. I don't feel safe that way either. So it's like, I think it's a mixture. I always maybe need to be around a lot of people to feel comfortable. And then at the same time, I don't want to be around a lot of people because I feel uncomfortable. It's a contradiction, but it works for me, right? So we just passed a couple cemeteries. Very small, they're not like Cypress Hills. There's a lot of people buried out here and whatnot. This is so pretty. These are what I call regular trees. They're like the trees in San Francisco. They all had a funny shape to them. If they weren't palm trees, they were like some other type of tree. They just weren't all shaped the same. Pretty much planted there. You know. It looks like when you see little miniature figures of what the city's supposed to look like. At times, that's what San Francisco looked like. Like, it wasn't supposed to be there. Like, it's not real. But it is real. Iowa right now looks like how I feel everything should look. If then, people didn't move, and all center of the landscape. There's rows and rows of trees and sky and farms. It's just very peaceful.